Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Samar.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the autumn mood. I just like winter here a lot, so I'm just like cozy and cold, and I'm working from home today because I need a little bit of a break to work from home. Yeah, that's good. How are you, and what was your weekend?
My weekend was quiet, which was nice. I did get to go shopping, which is nice. I shopping is hard if I don't have a friend to go with me. So my friend Lisa went with me, and she goes into the store and brings out the little riding cart so that I can go in and shop and not have to worry. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went and had some dinner together. So that was good. She's bringing lunch over today for my birthday. So
Happy birthday.
Thank you. 56. 56 today.
Oh, you look like early 30s, so yeah, and your
okay,
soul
well,
is early 20s, so that's the most important.
but my knees are 80, so
mine is 200, believe me. It's like sometimes when I wake up from bed, I said like, oh, how is my 50s going to be, you know?
Exactly. Well, I was supposed to go away this weekend, and I didn't get to go away because of the hurricane and things that had happened here in the United States. But instead of like not taking those days off, I chose to take the days off anyway and give myself a little bit of a staycation because I just needed a mental break. And that's so I this is not news to you because we talk about these things before we start to hit record.
Yeah.
But I did send you an article this morning about mental health days and how good a mental health day can be for your mental health, especially when there's a lot going on in your life. And there's a lot going on in my life right now. There's my birthday first, but there's also there's, you know, the WordPress ecosystem is experiencing some issues right now, and many people know about that, of course, and so that weighs heavily on a lot of our minds. And you know, I'm a single person, and so with winter coming, I think about, you know, I'm kind of shut in more. I don't get to go out as much, and that can be a tough thing mentally. And my stepfather is not doing well, and so, you know,
Oh.
he's maybe just got maybe a week or two more that the doctors think that he'll be with us. And so that's very heavy on my heart as well. You know, thinking about helping my mother through losing her spouse, you know, thinking about obituaries and funerals and things that will be coming. And so a lot of that is very difficult. And so taking some time for myself this weekend, and just like, I woke up, I think it was yesterday, I woke up at around 10 in the morning, but I didn't get out of bed until after 1 in the afternoon. I just laid there and played on my phone. I did some Sudoku. I did some crossword puzzles. I scrolled through our favorite TikTok, you know, all of these things. I doom scrolled a little bit on Twitter, and then I was like, nope. Get out of there. That's not, you shouldn't do that on a mental health day.
Yeah.
And so it just made me think, you know, to talk to you today about mental health. I know we've talked about mental health in the past, but specifically what we can do with a mental health day, why it's important, and what burnout looks like. Like, so that article, which we'll of course put in the show notes this week, had some really good ideas. So what are your thoughts?
I totally agree with you. Like, it's, we should all take a pause sometimes when it is too much. I personally work from home today because like it's so exhausting for me. Like I said, okay, I'm gonna focus my work, and at the end of the day I'm gonna cook something nice for myself, go for a walk. I totally agree that mental health is really crucial. It's like the influence on our emotional, our psychological, our social well-being and everything. And sometimes it's okay not to be okay because my culture where I grow up, you have to keep going. There's no stop. There's no taking a break. You have to keep going. I learned it the last 3 years to stop, to pause, and to take care of myself, to take a break. I'm sorry, my cat is face. scene. I'm really sorry. Like, I was talking serious and the cat
That's
face just came
okay.
next to the screen. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
And also, stress is really, really dangerous because it can cause a lot of psychological and physical effects. Like, if you go check with the doctors, they will, you have energy low level, you cannot focus, and a lot of things can happen out of the stress. It's really important to stop it because going in the loop to get out of it is really difficult, and also burnout. We work in, let's say, an IT sector, which is has one of the sectors have more burnout than any other careers. And yeah, burnout, of course, it's states of emotional, physical, mental exhaustion. Getting out of it from it's not easy. Preventing it's much easier. I don't know about the states in I was reading when you send me the article, I immediately Google a couple of things. I was shocked. The United States and Netherlands, where I live now, are one of the highest burnout in the world. And I was like, oh, what? It's this is really crazy. And even at work or neighbors or as a friends, I start notice it also the early 20s people getting burnout. And my backward opinion said 20s, what do you need to worry about? When I was 20s, I was really happier than now. But of course, there's something caused them stress in life. And I agree, as you said, the world is crazy, the war, everything is happening around, all of it pile on you with the stress. Personal life, it's not nice combination. It's like you're feeling like you're a ticking bomb, and taking a day off, it is really important. And as I said it earlier, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be a productive. It's okay to take a one day for you. And I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna lay down in bed. Me, I do binge watching on Netflix, put something I watch 500 times, just stare, you know, just stare and have a nice calm tea.
Absolutely. I think you said what when we were in our 20s that we didn't have perhaps the same, but IT was different in the in when we were in our 20s too. There was no internet when I was in my 20s. It was my late 20s when, like, well, actually I was 23 when the internet like first came to, well, probably, I think I was 25. And I got my first like job outside of family work and things like that. And at a college. And I remember when the internet came and they were like, you've got the internet now. And I was like, I didn't even know what to look up. Like, what, who had a website when the when they first brought the internet to us, you know, kind of thing. Which is very different than now. And you didn't have it, you didn't have, we didn't have smartphones. We didn't have all that information just right there readily available to all of us. And it's made us be more of a 24-hour society. But specifically in IT, where we work in a global market, you work in a global market, I work in a global market. You know, if I had my notifications turned on for everything on my phone, it would ping me every minute between Twitter accounts and Slack accounts and Facebook accounts and TikTok and LinkedIn and all of the things. You know, I wake up in the morning, there's so many notifications across all of my different accounts everywhere. If I was paying attention to that every single time, excuse me, I'm so tired. Every single time somebody pinged me, you know, or I got a notification, I would be glued to my phone 24/7. And as it is, I'm already on my phone way too much. I know this, right? I know that I am. Because it's my connection to the outside world as a single person living alone, you know? And like when your husband is on the road, I'm sure you're probably paying attention to your phone a little more than when he's there and you can talk to him and do things
Definitely,
together, right? And so I think that all of that plays into the mental health issues that we might encounter because we are afraid to miss out on things. We are worried that somebody's going to message us something important and we won't get it right away, even though, like at my company, everybody says everything is asynchronous. You don't have to reply right away. Like they'll put out an SOS if it's something that's really important and you need to jump right away, right? But that's only during your work hours. And yet, I still feel like if I don't respond to people quickly, that they'll think poorly of me. And that is not the right way to manage my own mental health and avoid burnout, for sure. And so, even though I was like, I'm very proud of myself because I did very little Slack over the last 6 days. I still have notifications of direct messages and mentions on my screen right now that I can see down there in the lower corner of my computer that I haven't looked at yet. Number one, I didn't want to like look at them and forget to go back to them. Number two, I really wanted to not work during those days. And it was important to me to actually binge TV, do Sudokus, do crossword puzzles, do those things that actually make me happy. Saturday, I took my cameras out. I drove to the wildlife refuge. The cameras died very quickly. I don't know what's wrong with my batteries. I got like maybe five shots. I haven't even looked at them yet. And there wasn't a whole lot of wildlife, but it's still, I was out driving around in nature for like 4 hours or more, you know, and then I drove through and got myself something for dinner on the way home and enjoyed a big old hamburger because I don't make those by myself. You know, it's just like it's too much to make a hamburger for one person kind of thing. It's like I got a Wendy's big juicy hamburger. Like those are the things that at the end of that day, I was like, I may not have got the photos that I was hoping to get, but man, did it just feel good to get out of my condo, to get into some, not just in my own little town, but an hour and a half away to drive through and to see the birds, even though they weren't the ones I want to photograph, you know, those kinds of things. It was windy, there was fresh air, like all of those things were just so good for my mental health. You know, I came home to messages from my mother that my stepfather's not doing well, and they signed the DNR for him and all of those things. And so life is difficult. But if you can make yourself step away from it for an hour, for half a day, for a day, or even plan a week, even if you can't afford to go someplace, do a staycation where you just maybe, you know, see things that are local to you, or even just stay home and binge Game of Thrones again or something, you know, equally terrible. But it's so important.
It is when you talk about Slack, I have the same thing. I have Slack on my phone, and once I deleted Slack from my phone, I felt like I lost a leg or an arm. You know, this is like I feel not connected, and you have the pressure that you need to reply fast. Of course, now the world, everything is online, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever. And you have to this to stay connected, to stay up to date with the news, what's happening in this, what's happening in that. And now, of course, what's happening in the worldwide, you need to stay up to date. It's very stressful. And also at the same time, this is our life. Like, I wish I go back in my early 20s. I remember in my early 20s, I had a Facebook account, super excited. I was checking it once a week. Now I check my Twitter every time when I make a coffee, when I walk, when I do stuff. And it is your connection for in the world. At the same time, it's so stressful, handy, but very stressful because you feel you need to answer. And I worked and lived in a lot of places. People, like when they WhatsApp you, sometimes I feel so exhausted emotionally to reply. And especially if someone wants to go in deep conversation, like if they send me like this article that, hi, how are you? And they share news, I feel guilty, and I notice it. Now I'm trying to change it. It's like, and now I say, let's have a call, because it's emotionally less stressed than when you write it. Before like 3 4 months, I don't reply, and they're really good friends, and they would ask again and again, and then I would reply, I've really been busy. But I was really exhausted mentally to pick up the phone, and because every day we communicate in Slack, we communicate in emails, we communicate adding here information here and there. And at the end of the day, I want to shut down. I just want to put stupid show on TV. I watched The Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, and I'm really ashamed of it. Just watch it, you know, like something in the background, or a horror movie, which I love, and watch the horror movie, which make me relax, which is super weird. I know, very weird, very weird. I
I
know,
love it. I love it.
but
Sometime we'll have to talk about what horror movies you like the best, but that's for another day.
definitely, it is really important to stop and say, I'm not okay, or I need to push. The only thing I hate is the people keep asking you about it. Like, it's when you take a day off, you say, I'm not feeling well, I want to take a day off. Then the message is after, how do you feel today? How I know some people are really nice and friendly and they want to support you, but when you feel that the question asked a couple of times, you feel like the pity look, that you're being kind of a little bit like, should we worry about you? And that word kills me. Like, I'm fine, I'm not gonna do anything, I'm really fine. It's just one time off with myself. And that's why I don't know, I separate my worlds, which is I came up with this method. During 8 hours or 9 hours at work, I'm gonna be happy. If someone make a joke, I'm gonna laugh. If there's chocolate, I'm gonna go eat it. If I'm gonna go bother my colleague Thijs, I'm gonna annoy Tycho. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go with Annabakia, do that. I'm gonna just go around fully. And after that, every day, I just give myself 1 hour. If I'm sad, if I wanna cry, and even sometimes if I want to listen to sad song and cry about it, just let go of the energy. But every day, 9 hours, I just focus my fully positivity and give the best of it. And at the end of the day, I just let it go that whatever happened. It is, we have here really good healthcare system. And for the burnout or you need help. And I wish sometimes people around the world have the same support that you can get here. Yeah.
I wish they did too. I wish I did. Being in the US.
Maybe
But
just yeah, the
it is
healthcare
what it
system
is.
is good, but for me sometimes like it's challenging. May I prepare what I'm gonna say in Dutch? Because come on. Like even your own language, sometimes the medication or what the doctor said, like need to pause. What are you talking about? So for me, it's exhausting trip because I prepare before I go.
I went to the doctor about 2 weeks ago and started some new medications for high blood pressure and and they gave me a medication for fibromyalgia that is also an antidepressant, anti-anxiety. So I'm feeling a little better. Which is a good thing, which is a very good thing. And I do want to mention that it isn't only negative things that can cause us stress and anxiety. Positive things
Definitely.
do too, right? So if you had a baby, that is something that's very stressful, even though it's joyous. If you moved into a new home, that's exciting, but it's also very stressful. New jobs, new bosses, getting married, getting divorced. Like for me, getting divorced was a happy thing, but it was also very stressful. So all of those things, whether they're negative or positive in your life, can still cause you to be burned out, to have anxiety, to have depression, to be stressed. And so I just want to acknowledge that too, because sometimes when things are going really well, but you feel anxiety and you feel stressed and you feel depressed, then you start to feel guilty about those emotions as well. Whatever your emotions are around something is valid. It's your own psyche, your own body's reaction to what's happening in your life. And so don't feel guilty about being sad or being happy or any of those things, because that will only compound the issues of that you're experiencing if then you also start to feel guilty about it too. So yeah, so guard for
Me.
burnout for sure, and pay attention to mental health. I was just gonna look and see this article that we had and see if it says that the benefits of a mental health day are to clear your mind, have fun, and do things you enjoy. For me, photography and Legos. I just got another Lego set this weekend.
Nice.
I know it's a poinsettia. I have it for the holidays.
Wow.
Improve your sleep quality, process your emotions, promote relaxation, and reduce stress. And last week, I didn't even know this until I saw this today. Last week was World Mental Health Day. World Mental Health Day is October 10th every year. So we'll have to remember to celebrate that next year also.
Definitely.
But the signs of burnout, you really have to pay attention to that, because signs of burnout can include decreased motivation or performance, negative thoughts about yourself or others, physical, mental exhaustion, but they might look different for you than they look for me. We can all, experience stress and things a little bit differently, and how we process those are different as well. So you can reset your perspective a little bit. You can rest and take a step back to evaluate by taking some time off of work or school. If you need to relax, some things you can do are maybe go to a yoga class. Not my thing, but other people like it. Getting a
I'm
massage,
actually
which
a
is my thing.
massage. Yeah, I agree. Yoga, I don't know who enjoys yoga. Me, I don't like it. I'm forcing myself to it. So now, nope.
You could go for a swim or take a walk, or like I do, just go for a drive, right? You
Yeah.
could maybe eat something healthy, or maybe treat yourself to an ice cream or something that is one of those things that you enjoy that helps you kind of break that pattern. So whatever it is for you who are listening, and you, Sama, and me, Michelle, whatever it is that brings joy and helps you take a step back and center yourself, ground yourself, whatever words you use for that, I encourage you to do that. And I hope so many people listen to our podcast that next week everybody's taking a day off to help themselves.
I don't think the companies will like us, but anyway, go for
He said, they'll say, but
it.
Michelle and Sama said too.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you have other ideas, tell us on Twitter. Send us a message if there's ideas of ways that you find relaxing and ways to de-stress and avoid burnout. We're happy to share those with others as well. We really do hope the best for everybody. We talked about there's wars that affect our community that have been going on for over a year now. Affect your family. I don't have personal connections except through you, but friends, right? Friends in all those places. And that weighs heavily on everybody. And those are things that, we can't, and there's the election here in the United States, which is very stressful. Only 3 weeks left, thank goodness. But depending on who wins, you will feel, if you live here, and even if you live elsewhere, it will affect you, especially if your own candidate, if the one you want to win doesn't win, it can
Yeah.
be something that can be very stressful to you, and can cause a lot of stress over time too. So be careful with your mental health. That's my message, is take the time you need to feel good, to do the best that you can, to not dwell on the negative, and to avoid burnout.
And I will add, let's I want to make you laugh a little bit. I want to say, find me someone. A woman, successful with kids, married, happy, thin, sleep well, and athletic, and she's in a good mood and in good mental health, and we can find the unicorn.
That's right. She also does all the baking for the bake sales at school and runs the
Yeah, and then she's a
carpool.
successful businesswoman.
Yes.
It's impossible to have it all, and it's okay not to have
Exactly.
it all, and it's okay to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I love it. Maybe next year I'm
Yeah.
gonna take the 10th of October. It's a day off. A day
I
off. I'm not
think.
gonna go sick. I'm just gonna take
No.
it off. I'm just gonna treat myself
Yeah.
nicely. Yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Perfect.
Well, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but it'll be something good too. We hope that what we'd say every week has a positive effect on you who are listening. And yeah, send us your ideas. We're happy to talk about the things that matter. All right. Bye.
Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.